So for today, we're right back into our preparation. I felt like really over the last, 2 weeks, last week and this week, I've been pleased with that. We've talked about the areas that we wanted to improve upon. And so we're trying to spend that extra time. We did it again yesterday to get more third down plays. And we're adding more red zone and some third down into today. So that part, over the last couple of weeks, we said this was going to be something that we're going to spend time on and keep continuing to do. So we've done that. Today is the day we dedicate to the ball, and we're going to work like crazy to improve this turnover margin. Last week, the teams that were in the plus were 9-4. We were on the other side of that. It's hard to do, and so that part we know we can improve upon. We're going to continue to work like crazy to do that. So from a health standpoint, the guys are in good shape. The only one who won't practice today will be Duke Riley, and he'll be out for this week. So past that, we'll have some guys limited, but for the most part, guys are in good shape, so glad to open it up.
Dan, you talked about McCaffrey yesterday, but I don't know how much we talked about Deion and his ability to cover guys like that. Can you talk about how that's evolved and what you've seen from him this season?
Yeah.
I know there's been some ops here and there for him covering.
Yeah, different guys and different people. It's interesting, in the NFL, how do you feature different guys? There can be big backs, and there's other backs that are have real versatility to come out of the backfield and go. And so I think your roster better showcase that you have some safeties and some linebackers that can cover guys that have the physical ability to go out and catch like a receiver does. So that's why we do love the matchups that we do, Deion against Devontae and Tevin, to get work over and over. They'll do it today in practice. They'll do it, all the time. But as each team has certain guys of how to feature them, you better have ways to match up. And it could be sometimes a big tight end and who's going to play that player and guard him. And this happens to be a running back who's got receiver-like ability. If he was playing receiver full-time, he wouldn't have said much other than, hey, boy, he's a good receiver. He's that kind of skills at it. So they're featuring, him in a way that suits him. And so for us, we try to feature our guys in ways that suit us and the matchups that, are beneficial to us. So it's another good one for us, and one that for sure, not just Deion, but a number of guys, will be up for the challenge.
And one thing about him that he continues to say evolves is his leadership ability, because he was a quiet kid.
Yes.
When he came in here and stuff like that. What have you seen as that next step for him as a leader? Give me an example of something that you've seen maybe that he's doing differently.
It's the communication that takes place on the field, where last year he was so inclined just to make sure he had his job. Now, when you listen to him, we're going to be going through a walkthrough shortly before we get to practice, and it's loud, it's communicating, it's giving the alerts to other players based on his film study. So I've said many times that, we have such an advantage with Jeff Ulbrich, played it, knows it, can speak it, and so he's given him such a model of how that can be. And so I think for him, that's been one part of his game that's, man, is that ramped up like crazy.
With Benjamin out of the lineup, it's likely that Samuel will get more snaps because the Panthers said that they wanted to get faster. With limited snaps for him so far, what have you seen?
We go through, like most receivers, what routes do they try to feature a player with best, and we'll often show that of how to guard the guy. So the speed part, for sure shows up to us. He was somebody that we looked at even in the draft as it went through. He had played running back there. He played wide out there. He's a kick returner. He's got the speed to do speed plays, obviously shots down the field, deep crossers, screens, plays that you would expect, a guy with that kind of explosiveness to run. So that's how, we've seen him so far. Now how they feature him from here, we'll see.
I could probably ask this of a handful of guys on offense, but I'm just wondering if after Tevin makes a play like he did last week with the 50-yard, how often do you find yourself, man, we got to get him the ball?
Yeah, especially after the big ones. There's a number of guys that way that you just say, you never know when your time is going to come. So that's maybe what we say. This play, nail it, because this could be the one that breaks, a big play off and goes for the distance. So we oftentimes will show those plays. And it's not just for that player. It's for the backside player. Can you really bust it to go try to block the safety? So this may be the one that he's explosive to get out. He always impresses us with his change of direction, Tev does, and his ability to catch it. So we're fortunate, with these two guys to get going. And you know how important the run game is to us because it feels like so much else comes from that. So we got to make sure we can do a good job of protecting the ball, taking care of it, so we don't lose out on drive opportunities. And that's a reflection on third down as well. So we're hopeful the better we play on third down on both sides, we'll be able to extend some drives as well.
Well, in Tevin's case, how have you seen him make the adjustment from, as a lot of guys have to when they come to the NFL, who are, they're the big guy at college and have to, and their carries are going to go down and their,
right.
and their utilization is going to be a lot different. How has he made that transition?
At first it was hard because he didn't know Devontae and Devontae didn't know him. So, you know, that relationship, you know, 3 years ago when it began was going to be an important one because probably both of them felt a certain kind of way I wanted the whole time. And through that first year, their relationship grew, but it wasn't really until their second year together that they just supported each other like crazy. So Devontae gets more, you know, carries, and but Tevin is still a real factor in what we do, and that's why we've even incorporated some where they're on the field together. We feel like the two of them have such balance of what we do that we try to feature them as often as we can.
Is Taylor Gabriel someone that you see being a factor here this weekend, given it's been kind of a quiet year for him so far?
Well, not from a catch standpoint, it hasn't. It has been from the explosive, you know, long plays down the field. So we've taken some shots to him. We haven't converted on some of those. I still feel like the effectiveness in the screen game has been what he's capable of. We saw an example of that against Detroit. But because of his speed and explosiveness, we've come accustomed to having him have some of the explosive plays for us. So that part, you know, we're excited to see come to life. But as far as production, I wouldn't say there's a big downfall in that way.
Not to kind of be the dead horse on Julio, but you're about halfway through the year now and looking at, I mean, we saw these last couple of weeks, he's still obviously, you know, one of the game's best and can make huge plays for you guys. But
right.
if you look at his numbers overall for the year, he's down fairly significantly in a couple of key categories. What do you assess the year he's had, and do you kind of look at it now at the halfway point and say we really kind of need to get him more involved over the second half of the season?
Well, we think that all the time. The areas where, you know, we certainly can improve on it, you know, having the shot plays where some big explosives hit. So that was, to me, one of the real keys last week, seeing that play, because he leads our team in explosive plays by quite a bit. So he does those on all downs. He hasn't had as many opportunities on third down, so for sure that's a part of our game that we know we can improve upon. But his ability to deliver explosive plays over and over, that's something that we need to continue to do. But I think in the third down in specifically, that's a part that we know we can improve upon.
Can you go to the offensive guys and kind of say, you know, get a little more involved in trying to, you know, I know you let them kind of handle that, but.
No, I certainly want to send and be in part of all the packages. I want to make sure that in all the ways, if there's certain coverages that are going to him, that is a way to eliminate, so to speak, okay, not on this down, then we have other guys that certainly can make plays. I think there was a pretty clear example of that with Mo on a third down against the Jets, double to Julio, Mo by himself, man-to-man, made the third and five catch to go. That's an example of his ability, you know, going elsewhere. Now, there's often times when he has a double and you can still get a throw to him. If somebody's playing high to low on him, we still want to give him his opportunity. So he's always a factor to me, and how we can best utilize him and feature him every week, I feel that way. So I do talk to them to say what ways do we design to get him, and we have some plays certainly on our call sheets that get him the ball.
This kind of goes to, you've talked about trying to improve the run game. I assume that's all kind of part of that, too, because you've talked about, obviously, that opens up some play action. And
right. I want to improve our number of runs. I'm pleased with how we're running it. I'm just not pleased with the number of attempts that we're getting. So I like how, you know, we're just not getting enough of them. That would be more an indication of that. Both Tevin and Free yards and that are where we would expect them to be in terms of yards per carry. I'd like them to have more opportunities. But for us to do that, we do need more plays too, if that makes sense. That's why I think it's so important that the third down. Right. So, you know, we're not going to turn into, you know, Georgia Tech overnight. but I do think it's important that our third down on both sides become a real factor, because that allows us to extend, you know, that's another set of drives, that's another set of plays on both sides. And I thought we took a step in the right direction defensively. It was a tough day, both teams, for third down, you know, based on the weather and how it was. So we're going to continue to, you know, put extra work into that area for us. We know how important it is, and we want to make sure we can feature our guys in the very best way on both sides for third down. So we're going to get some extra, you know, shots at that today for sure.
And
and we did yesterday as well.
Speaking on third down, when you're playing a guy like Cam Newton and then the pieces that they've added that help, you know, widen the field from a speed standpoint, what kind of challenges does that present on, you know, a third down?
Well, it's not just that speed outside. It's his ability to extend plays. And that's a factor, too. There are some quarterbacks that will extend a play based on a certain coverage and maybe run for a first down. Some of his plays, even on third down, are designed for him to run it, which is pretty unusual for a quarterback standpoint. Oftentimes there may be an option or a scramble to go, but they add an extra element because of some of the design runs on third down and ones and twos and threes and fours. So that's a different element than most have. As far as the speed goes and adding different spots, that's, you know, we're, you know, we see that a lot in our own group that we practice against every day. So most teams, you know, have that weight featured. They have unique players that they feature, and that makes the challenge, you know, what it is for this week. Another week, it's something, you know, totally different.
Some of the guys said that, I don't know exactly what it was, but you made that emphasis, and you said, hey, you know what, I don't know if you guys got my point, but the NFC South is our goal, is what
yep.
we play for. You remember kind of delivering that message kind of emphatically
yes.
to those guys?
Yeah. Right, and because our it just happened to be that our first division game was such a long time coming for this year, I didn't want to get that message lost, how important it is, how strong I think our division is, and how equipped you have to have your game together. So that's why for us having the weeks that we have, putting all the process together, you know, we can't wait.
Your preparation week, did it allow you to watch Game 7 in the World Series?
It did not. But I was pumped to see that one, you know, all the way through and going down to the end. That's we saw the highlights this morning. Yeah, we showed those in the team meeting. Yeah,
we were allowed to do that.
We cheered it up for Jake Matthews this morning. He was very excited with the Astros win. So we definitely showed the highlights, and because some of the players had seen it and some didn't. So sometimes we'll show, you know, a quick highlight of what's going around in any sport before we get rolling, just to.
Franchise winning
your
first championship.
And, you know, doing it on the road and battling. And so it was good to see for them. And but, yeah, we didn't watch it, or I didn't, but we did show the highlights this morning. All right, you guys have a good day.
Sure. I'm sorry. Do you have any, you know, concern about tax with the shoulder just because, you know, that's something not only that he's dealt with, but also the fact that making moves, you know, out there.
I thought he really looked strong in the game. You know, had a nice sack and turned the corner good, and he's playing aggressive and practicing well. So, none from my end. None. Welcome. All right, you guys have a good one.